The two words the natural gas industry is learning the hard way, supply and demand.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Anyone who's filled up a gas tank recently would probably conclude there's not enough supply and there's too much demand. That's why it costs almost $4 a gallon on average nationwide to fill up your tank. But when it comes to natural gas, the supply-demand problem is just the opposite. Producers have been fracking like crazy, that's an industry term, and natural gas prices are now at their lowest level since 2002. Julie Neiman is an analyst with Smith Moore & Company. She's with us now from St. Louis. Good morning.
Morning, Jeremy.
Well, tell us why natural gas prices are falling so much. I thought that global energy demand was going up.
Well, the beauty about natural gas is demand is certainly up, but the pricing is way down simply because of supply. We dropped below $2 per 1,000 cubic feet for the first time yesterday in 10 years, which is absolutely huge. The demand right now is really going more toward chemical companies, aluminum and steel companies, fertilizer companies, and heating your home. Now, the kicker here is natural gas supplies are 60% higher than normal after the last 5 years. This is a huge amount that they've got now in storage, and there's simply not much more room to put more into storage, but they're still continuing to produce.
But we have demand for energy in general, right? So is it just that we don't have the technology to get the natural gas into whatever we want to use to consume energy?
Well, natural gas has mostly industrial uses and heating uses. What we don't use it for is driving.
Right.
Does it make sense to use it? Yes, it's very clean burning, very low emissions. It would certainly help with pollution, but it's quite expensive to convert a car over to compressed natural gas.
Julie Neiman is an oil and gas analyst at Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Well, Google will report its quarterly earnings after the stock market closes today. The company has been doing a lot of spending lately on new businesses and technology, but how much money is coming in from Google's bread and butter business, those ads it sells next to search results? Marketplace's Queena Kim reports.
When it comes to tech these days, it's all about mobile. It's becoming the way we search online. Benjamin Schachter is an internet analyst from Macquarie Research.
We think that right now you're probably talking about somewhere between 12 and 15% of all searches happening on mobile devices. And by the end of just 2012, you're likely to see that number move to 25 to 30%.
For Google, the trend is a mixed blessing. The company's mobile business is growing, but mobile ads are bringing in less per click than search ads on a computer. Google says its revenue per click was down 8% last quarter. Colin Gillis is a tech analyst for BGC Financial. He says there are just some things that people don't want to buy on a cell phone.
Not many people are looking to buy a car or purchase an airline ticket necessarily from their smartphone.
Google also gives a cut of its sales to companies like Apple in return for being a search engine on iPhones and iPads. Analysts say Google could boost its mobile ad revenue if the company's investments in social media and mobile pan out. I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are higher in global trading this morning, up about 1% in Hong Kong, up just barely right now in London. But don't try going to London on the cheap anytime soon. According to the travel website Kayak, flights across the pond are up 14% compared to this time last year, and they're expected to go higher as we approach the London Olympic Games this summer. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow finally snapped its five-day losing streak with an 89-point gain. It's back up to 12,805.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Chartered Global Management Accountant designation CGMA, established by the AICPA and CIMA, cgma.org, and by MassMutual, offering retirement and 401k plans to businesses for more than 65 years, massmutual.com/retirestrong.
New Orleans is getting ready for its annual Jazz Fest, which starts at the end of the month. And while I'm sure the music will be fantastic, it turns out the Crescent City's music industry has a little work to do when it comes to the business side of things. Zoe Sullivan has more now from New Orleans.
New Orleans is practically synonymous with music. There's Jazz Fest, Louis Armstrong, and Lil Wayne.
Where everything happening today, you don't know whether you're coming or going.
Still, just because music is a big business here doesn't mean that the artists are the ones making the money. Wild Wayne is a local DJ.
A lot of artists that have, you know, made some top 10 records across the country. You know, if you look back through the annals of New Orleans music history, you know, didn't get paid. You know, you had somebody that made off like a fat rat, but it wasn't the artist.
You got fruit and no drugs, sir. Fruit, dog. You ain't got no guns and no drugs.
Wayne wants artists to get a bigger cut, so he and a business partner started a monthly event called Industry Influence. It's the first Monday of the month in a desolate industrial neighborhood. Hundreds of young African-American men and some women line up for the latest Industry Influence night.
It's definitely where we come together and meet, talk about politics of music in the city, arts.
This is Dapa. He's a rapper with a local group called the Rap Pack.
This is where we come together, and this is here where we did our first show.
It's like culinary arts in the kitchen. Cook it, cut it, and ship it.
He's here to learn how to deal with copyright issues, but he's also here to make contacts and show his group's stuff. Industry Influence has met regularly for 5 years. Hundreds of artists come each month to network and learn from panels on topics like monetizing your music. They also come to perform. Wild Wayne says the business skills are a big reason for the program's success.
What we do for the cats that are talented but don't have the business, I just think we make them whole. And when you make someone whole and they can make their own money, it just kind of goes back to the teach a man the fish concept.
While Dwayne and his partner are talking about expanding Industry Influence to other markets, like Jackson, Mississippi, and Eastern Texas. In New Orleans, I'm Zoe Sullivan for Marketplace.
And finally to South Greensburg, Pennsylvania, where one local official has had it with garage sales. He's proposing a law that would limit residents to 2 two-day sales per year. That's it. He told KDKA-TV he wants to, quote, prevent people from going to flea markets, buying junk, bringing it home, then putting it into their garage and calling it a garage sale. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Business news. It's not all banks, budgets, and bottom lines, you know. At Marketplace, we think it can be lots of things, like...
So, maybe you've heard of the Kardashians.
iPhone and iPad app.
Christian Dior.
Wine.
We Fit.
Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
The NFL.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Whether you need news or the numbers or just a good laugh, join us next time for Marketplace, the business show for the rest of us. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.